heard you talk about you know, the Tennessees, the Connecticuts, when you play them, serving as a barometer for your program. Based on the way you guys played tonight and had them on the ropes, how do you feel about your program right now?
Well, I'm very proud of my team, very proud of these kids. I thought they really did compete, and they matched Connecticut's effort all night long, and that's what you have to do to be in the game with them. Just missed some free throws and picked a bad night to miss some shots.
And they went to a zone in the second half. That threw you off a little bit, didn't it?
It did. It broke our rhythm the same way our zone broke theirs in the first half. And then when they went back to the man, our execution just wasn't what it was in the first half. And that's why you change defenses. That's why you do what you do. You know, they have a great basketball team and obviously went right to their All-Americans to get it done. And, you know, I think they probably would say they were in a battle tonight.
What do you say your stars, too, or your key players? Big time.
Amanda Thompson was just a warrior all night long. And in the first half, when we made that run, she made every play, just every toughness play. And I'm not sure Danielle's special. I mean, she is so special, obviously. But there were times tonight when all five of their guys were trying to guard D-Rob and couldn't do it, couldn't keep her from the rim.
Daniel, can you talk about just the fact that they execute so well offensively? I mean, even when they're not playing well, that they're playing well, how that just can wear a team down?
I think they're just disciplined, and they buy into their system extremely well. And they just play basketball. They're all really great players. and I just think that they enjoy what they do, and they just go out and perform every night.
Sherry, Gino said if every team played against them as hard as you guys did, you wouldn't see some of the scores that they've had against them. I mean, I know you're disappointed, but what does that mean to you that he was that impressed with the effort?
Well, I think it's a compliment. And we appreciate it, but we're not satisfied. You know, we don't play Connecticut to walk away with a moral victory of some sort. We play them to get better. And if it takes that for us to understand how important effort is for 40 minutes, that's great. That's fine. But I think our guys figured that out a couple of games ago. So now we want to win those.
Could you talk about how this steps away from the conference and then now going back to concentrate for the conference, how this game may have helped or where it fits in your priorities of getting your team better to win a league title?
Well, this bunch of kids has been very disciplined and mature about taking one game at a time, a win, a loss, whatever, putting it in the books and going on to the next one. And so I think what they gain, the same way we gained from playing Tennessee and Knoxville earlier this year, is the fact that we can compete with anyone on any given night. We can compete. And, you know, you can tell your kids that, but it's another thing entirely for them to do it and to know that from the experience of it. So, you know, I know it's a loss, but I think, if anything, we build from this and go attack the rest of our Big 12 conference schedule.
Does the crowd continue to surprise you or the way that they followed and supported your team to this the level that they did?
No. No, when we were scheduling this game and they said, will you play it in February so we can make it a pink out game? And I said, absolutely, it will be full. It didn't cross my mind that it would not be full. That's what Oklahoma fans do.
Amanda, you don't really get as much publicity as you should on a national basis, but tonight you're matched up against Maya and you're matching up with her minute for minute, score for score, rebound for rebound. How much fun was it to play her? Because you could tell you were just fired up. And I think the nation had a chance to see how good you were.
It was fun. I mean, it was a great opportunity to play against her. She's a great player. And I just felt like I just wanted to match it. I mean, it wasn't about what the media was saying or that my name don't get said. I just wanted to have fun. And it was fun out there. It was a battle. And that's what I like to do every night.
You denied the ball a little bit from her? Or what was your – she didn't score like for – 18 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. It was just she's real aggressive, and you know, she tries to body you down there, and she couldn't do that tonight, and I guess and that's why she didn't have like 30. I mean, she did awesome, but I mean, I wasn't a punk either, so.
There's your headline.
Danielle, is there anything to the idea that when you play as hard as you guys play, matching Connecticut's intensity, you know, at the free throw line, it's harder to dial down and make that shot. When you get a good look, it's harder to, you know, make that shot. Does playing that hard make it, you know, more difficult to just knock shots down?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we've played that hard before. We've been in a situation where we've been down and came back. I think it's just a matter of focus. It's shots that we, you know, we take outside of practice, shots that we make in practice. We just need to slow down enough to focus on our target. I think we were rushing it a little bit. But besides that, no, I don't think so.
Danielle, after your summer playing with Maya and Tina and Tiffany, did you learn anything about them from last November when you guys came to Connecticut that you didn't know?
Like I just said, they talk. I mean, they have fun playing basketball. They tell so many stories about their experience at Connecticut and just the relationship that they develop with each other and the coaching staff and how it's such a family. I love playing with them. They're some of my closest friends now, actually. So it was a great experience just to play with them tonight on the same court.
Well, in an ironic sort of way, he's partly responsible for that because he agreed to come here and play, and we had 10,713 people here. And at that time, they came to watch Connecticut, and the difference now is they came to watch Oklahoma. So I'm proud of our fan base that's continued to grow no matter what, and they're so loyal, Jenny. They come when we play UTEP, and they come when we play Arkansas, and they come when we play Connecticut. They keep showing up, and they appreciate our kids. And I think what draws them and why they continue to show up in droves is because they appreciate the effort that our guys play with. And that's Oklahoma in a nutshell.
Sherry, being in the Big East, we've seen what's happened to Louisville this year after they lost their All-American and had to deal with some injury problems. You're in the same situation, losing the Paris Twins and then losing Whitney Hand. How have you managed to keep your team together and playing at a high level?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but our team has hung together because of their character. You know, Whitney goes down, and they don't miss a beat now. We come back, and we sit down in the film room, and I say, all right, what I need now is a little better version of every single one of you. Nobody needs to be Whitney, but D-Rob, I need you to do this now, and AT, I need you to do this now, and I need you to do this. And they all looked at me and at each other and said, okay. And not once did they talk about, let's readjust these goals, let's just settle. Not once. They just said, find a way to get it done. And I think a big part of that is having special seniors, and none more special than this one to my left.
Daniel, can you talk about the fight you guys showed tonight and when you stood up to UConn?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's such a huge game for us, a pink out on our home floor. You know, last year we played Connecticut at their place. We played pretty well, actually. They just played that much better. But we knew what we were capable of, and we came out and showed that tonight. You know, I don't think the score is representative of how we played, you know, as tight as the game was. But, you know, we just didn't make some plays at the end. But I think we fought.
Sherry, about 10 minutes left in the game, when you stretched it back out to double digits, was your offense just stagnant, not moving around a lot?
Yeah, we had several. Bless AT's heart. She took, you know, she wanted the basketball and went and tried to make plays deep in the shot clock. But we didn't execute real well, and that's the change. You know, they went back from the zone back to the man, and we didn't adjust to that real well. And you know, you miss a couple of screens, and now the person that you thought you were going to isn't open. They're so good and so athletic, mano a mano, that it's hard to create. And so we got a little too deep in the shot clock a few times there. And had one timeout left, so you didn't want to squander.
Sure, you'd never like to compare losses as to how you want to lose, but I guess would you prefer to lose shooting 33% or your kids not playing as well? Because it looked like they played well and they played hard. The ball just didn't go in.
I just want my kids to compete. You control the things you can, Dean. I mean, you can't control whether or not the ball goes in the basket, but you can control how hard you go after a loose ball rolling down the floor. You can control how you compete when it comes off the rim. And I thought we competed like crazy, so I'm proud of them.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thanks.